Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first, it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Illinois. And you can check out our podcast, How to Do Everything This Week, How Not to Get a Lunch Date with Matt Damon. In case you were worried that might happen. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, everyone. My name is Don George, and I'm from Falls Church, Virginia.
Hey, how are things in Falls Church?
Pretty good. The weather started to get a little bit cold now, so yeah. We now seem to have moved from fall straight into winter.
I see. That's always frustrating. There's no transition. What do you do there?
I work for an internet services company, helping our clients take their environments from their physical data centers up to the cloud and do a lot of data center virtualization.
Wow.
I know.
Well, welcome to the show, Don. Carl Castle right now is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you could fill in that last word or phrase correctly on just two of the limericks, you will be our winner. Ready to play?
I am.
Here's your first limerick.
The museum director will whine no more. The skull's on the shelf in room 904. The discovery's big, and there's no need to dig. We found a new species of...
Spore?
Spore? It's a little slightly more complicated than that, but you're on the right track. Let's hear it again.
The museum director will whine no more. The skull's on the shelf in room 904. The discovery's big, and there's no need to dig. We found a new species of...
Dinosaur.
Yes, dinosaur. Very good. Scientists at Britain's Natural History Museum have discovered a new dinosaur species right in their own basement. Turns out, a pile of bones that have been sitting there for more than a century belonged to a previously unknown type of dinosaur, now known as the Spinops sternbergorum. It was one of many species of basement dinosaurs who often ended up in basements in search of their primary food source, 30-year-old men who still live with their parents. Here's your next limerick.
What I'm like is real easy to tell. The term aura describes it quite well. You can tell by your nose that the bloom's off my rose. My traits are discerned by their...
smell?
Right! Indeed! The way you act determines the way you smell. Everybody in America just went, uh-oh. This is from a study in the Journal of Personality. It is called that because it's not very good looking. Oh, the journal, it has personality. Scientists had subjects wear shirts for three consecutive days, and then they had other people make character judgments on the wearer of those shirts based strictly on the smell. The results were a pretty good match to what they knew about the people beforehand. Nice people, though, do not necessarily make nice smells, though, which is why you might find yourself saying, "Whoa, what happened? Did somebody kindness in here?"
I bet if I smelled one of those shirts, I'd be like, I don't know what this person's like, but I know that they wore this shirt for 3 days.
That's exactly. All right, here is your last limerick.
At Starbucks, we try to refine what you sip on your break after 9. The Venti Merlot is for here or to go. Our coffee shop soon will serve...
wine.
Yes, indeed. Starbucks has announced that it will start serving beer and wine in some shops next year, in addition to their usual $17 cups of coffee. This is great. Thanks to their shame-free to-go cups, you'll be able to have beer lattes at your desk all day. PBR lattes with extra foam will be great. There's one problem, though. Frappuccinos, macchiatos, very hard to pronounce when you're drunk.
And those people that sit at the table journaling for 6 hours will now sit at the table journaling for 12 hours.
Exactly. Coffee, 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 beer, 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 beer. Carl, how did Don do in our quiz?
Don, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your voicemail or answering machine.
Well done, Don. Excellent. Congratulations.
Excellent.
Thanks for playing.
No, thank you.